Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No limit. No boundaries. No limits when you're working with God, huh? No limit. No limit. No limit. No limit. No limit. No limit. No limit.
No limit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
In
him. Yeah, in him, nothing is impossible. Bless God, bless God. We welcome you to another broadcast of the TCLO Radio Show, taking a look at our radio show on this listener Monday. I am your host, one of the only. And L. King in the studio with you today, you all, and we have a fantastic show for you today. So y'all get ready, sit back, and get ready to enjoy our show on today. We got a great, great show. Seven spiritual consequences of living a busy, hurried life. Seven spiritual consequences of living a busy, hurried life. This might hit home today. So I let y'all know I did not read this article. I didn't even look at like the clip notes of the article. This my producer picked this one, and so I'm sure it's going to be something good in it. So we're just going to go forward. But on a day like today, on hurried and busy life, all that fits in today. But we're going to have a great show for you, man. I'm just excited to be with you all today. It's Missional Monday. This is our outreach day. This is when we talk about outreach and bringing people in and evangelism and missional, being a missional church, being a person who recognizes their calling. They're calling the Ministry of Reconciliation, as I said yesterday. So God bless y'all, man. I'm excited. So let's get down to it. If you are listening for the first time and all that good stuff, all you got to do is dial in. 323-870-4375 is your call-in number. Huh? That is? Okay. 323-870-4375 is your call-in number. Again, 323-870-4375 is your call in number. Yeah, yeah. If you want to, if you're listening to Blog Talk Radio and you want to be a part of the show, all you got to do is, again, 323-870-4375. Push 1. That'll get you to my producer, the best producer in the land. On the other side of the glass, with Tanya Nelson handling all the business on the other side of the glass. Push 1 will get you to her. She'll check you out. Make sure you save. You got some semblance of the Holy Ghost. And you will be then transferred over to me. If you want to email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net is the email address. Again, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. You can follow us on social media. Real stuff, real easy to do. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. TT1L10 is where you can find the show. If you want to follow us on Instagram, follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. Follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. You can find us that way. Again, you can find us on the gram at TTLO Radio. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. The live stream is up and running. I see y'all. We may be having some technical difficulties already, but facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there on Facebook. Don't forget, too, we are an iHeartRadio partner, so you can find us on your iHeartRadio app. Just do a simple search for the Taking the Limits Off Media Group. Not only will you find the TTLO Radio show, but you'll also find Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas every Tuesday. Real talk, real issues, real solutions on Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Yeah, I can see it. Dr. Kimberly Thomas. If you want to find out more about marketing and branding and small businesses and startups, then Grindology is the show for you every Thursday. Grindology every Thursday with Lisette Herndon. All of your business needs, your startup information, your branding, your non-for-profit, any of those things that you may need, she can help you with that every Thursday. Plus, it's a fun show. Look forward to seeing those shows every week. And don't forget, too, man, we are also on Spotify. We're on iTunes and all those other locations. This is what we're going to do, y'all. We're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to see what we can do about this signal that we got going on, or lack thereof. And then we'll hit y'all right back. We're going to see what we can do, if anything. All right. Be right back, y'all. 2T1L10. Peace.
Favor. It's a time of rain. It's a time of increase. It's a time of harvest. It's a time for reaping. You've sown in many tears. You've sown countless nights. You've paced your floor back and forth. You've believed. You've stood on words that you have yet to see come to pass. But this is the time for rain. Ask for the rain. the things I speak over my life. And now I know I am much stronger now. And so despite what the enemy tries, I can rely on the word of God. So now,
so that I can hear now, and I can't turn like the hand of time.
I can only see,
I'm moving forward, forward.
I can see the possibility, and God has given me the abilities. I see my future, and it looks better to me. For if God be for me, who can be against me?
When I look at the world, it's hard to believe. We need you, Lord, more than ever before. Heal our land down to the core. Transform our hearts. Void of your love, send down.
there's more I can do to help as many hearts find their way to you. You see, people are dying right before my eyes. I feel so helpless. All I can do is cry. Please open our eyes. Help us see. Whatever hatred we have down inside, it's destroying our destiny. Oh, we need you, we need you, we need you.
Lord, that's the right song. That is the right song. We need you. We're trying to come on back. Thank you so much to my little sister Lanasia. If you have not gotten that album, that CD, not the album, that CD, Dad of Praise Different. Definitely get a copy, download that. Dad of Praise, that'll be our little segue too. Make that announcement a couple times tonight, but. Amazing, amazing CD. If you have not downloaded it yet or streamed it, you should definitely check it out. It is her EP release, Dare to Praise Different. It's an amazing, amazing song. And y'all should definitely check it out when you get a chance. Lanasia Tyson. She's an amazing artist. I'm not just saying that because she likes family. I'm saying that because she can sing. But y'all need to get a chance and check it out. When you can, check it out when you can. It's a great, great, great song. But anyway, she is having, and I'll wait a few minutes till we get some people back on here to follow me for announcement. You still got this camera though, right? I mean, I know you need it, but you still got it. Okay. So anyway, y'all, sorry about the confusion and everything. We're trying to figure it out, but that's actually softball. But we are back on this crazy Monday. If you all watched our church service yesterday, you know we were having some issues, and they apparently have carried over into today with all of this lovely pausing. The only difference is y'all can actually see my face, because yesterday I guess y'all couldn't even see a brother during the service. But we are here today, man. We're going to keep pushing on through. And, yeah, it looks like we paused it again. But we're going to keep pushing on through today. But I'm excited, man. I've gotten to a point where I don't let our technical difficulties, although I know they could be, they could be frustrating for the viewer. I know they could be very frustrating for the viewer. Oh, okay. Well, maybe so. That's fine. They can be very frustrating for the viewer, but we're going to keep pushing through. And y'all come on in, man. If y'all able to come on back in and get some people in and all that good stuff, y'all come on in and join in with us. We're looking forward to having a good conversation with you all today. I'm not going to go back through all the stuff, but man, so much stuff happened. You know what? I am at a point, and I know a lot of people have been saying it. I know my producer, LaTanya, says it all the time. Is your microphone over there? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. My producer says it all the time, and she's been saying it for a while. Throw the whole 2020 away, and I'm there. I tried to be, what's the word? Optimistic. I tried to be to say, you know what? What's the word that we try to use in school all the time? It's positive intent. I tried to assume positive intent with this thing, but I am so over this whole year. We are in what's wrong? Okay. So we are like just struggling to, yeah, it ain't gonna matter. I think I'm just gonna switch it out. Yeah, I'm gonna switch it out and I'm gonna try it the other way. But that ain't gonna matter. Yeah. So, look, this is what we're going to do, y'all. We're going to take another break. Matter of fact, you all can just go ahead, log off. You'll get the alert for when we come back live, maybe in about less than 5 minutes, because I don't want to keep stopping the show because of the technical difficulties. I see it's like 9, 10 of y'all on here right now, something like that. We got to restart this because something is really going on, so we're going to try to catch a fresh signal. So y'all come on back when y'all get a chance. But we will be right back in a – thank y'all so much. On the Blog Talk Radio side, y'all could keep on listening. For those of you who want to just dial in and listen to some music or whatever, you can feel free to do that. 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. So you can come on in, man, just listen to some radio while we get the video feedback up. Y'all be blessed, man. Be right back in a few minutes.
All right.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to give God thanks tonight by just saying, I will sing your praise, for you've done such a marvelous thing. For someone so wretched, yet my soul you have redeemed. No one else could do it. No one could care half as much. Yet you thought my soul was worth it. So you gave your own.
Let me free.
check, mic check. From the producer mode. See, that's what I was talking about. You can't, it won't let me, it's not giving me the option. Like before, it was like, if you're having trouble, want to go back to flip, it's not giving me the option to go back to the old school where I can put everybody's name in here. Let me see if I can catch you. Are we friends on Facebook? Probably not. And I'm not, nope, because I'm not even under, I'm on it, I'm doing it from the TTLO page. Yeah, so you're going to have to just go to TTLO.
Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. don't know how many of you really love him today, but I love him with my whole heart, my mind and my soul, everything that is within me. I love Jesus.
And now he is he ended up with stage four, and it just took him on up out of here, man. And I just don't even know. I don't even know how you keep moving. How do you go forward? I'm not gonna say I don't know that. Let me not say that. It's not how you go forward. It's like, how many more hits do we have to take? I guess is the question. How many more hits do we have to take? How harder does this year have to be? How much more difficult is this year going to be, right? It just feels like we are in a race to see who can get hit more, who can get hit even harder. How much more are we going? How many more licks can we take, right? You know what I'm saying? That's what it feels like. How many more licks can we take? How long do we have to continue to get beat up, man? What's the next? You can't say what's the next shoe to drop. It's like what's the next, like? It ain't even about what's the next shoe to drop. It's like, what's gonna fall next? Like, is the sky falling? Is all, you know, like what else is gonna happen? So I don't know, but we definitely want to continue to pray for this brother's family, man. And he just got married, like literally he had just got married. And so we want to pray for his family. And then his friends, man, his friends who knew nothing. And I saw an interesting post on Instagram, Tanya, and it said, I need the circle that Chadwick had, because Chadwick's circle, they kept their mouth shut. Was that who that was? Oh, she posted on Facebook. I saw it on Instagram. Literally, somebody said, we need to know who his circle is, because his circle, like, for four years, this dude battled cancer, and only his family knew, and even the fact that he told the president of Disney, I'm sorry, not the president, the president of Marvel, and it didn't leave, and he didn't tell nobody. Like, no. Yeah, they had to tell him, because he was getting treatment while he was working, but nobody on set knew. The director knew, because they was like, if he taking off a day here or there, or if they literally, what we're finding out is that they worked the filming around some stuff, but on screen you couldn't see anything. It was on when I got back in the house last night. The end of it, Black Panther's on, and you see him. His body is in amazing shape. That wasn't CGI, that was him. But you know, he was doing chemo. And if it was, we couldn't tell. Right. Chemo is radiation. Yes. Yeah, but what they both do, but it depends on, yeah, chemo is radiation, but I guess it depends. But he did cut his hair, you know, but we don't know if he was wearing a whatever. I mean, that part we don't know. But it was just like, wow. He fought through all, and he did. All of his roles were physical roles. The Jackie Robinson thing, he running. James Brown, right? He was learning all that capoeira. He learned all those martial arts. The capoeira is a Brazilian martial art. He was learning African martial arts, kung fu, jiu-jitsu, all of those things for that role, and he did the majority of his own stunts. Crazy to do that. And I don't know anybody, like, personally, that went through cancer on that level, because I know most people who I know that have had it, they're bedridden. Right now, yeah, they have a lot of underlying issues, and yeah, he had. I know people are gonna say he had money, and so he had the best doctors, whatever. But you see, he still left here, right? So, but man, it's just was sad, man. It's just even today, and then the tributes. I was watching the tributes from his people, from the other actors from the Marvel series, man, and it was just hard to watch some of these people, some of the comments, man. The guy who played the Hulk was just done. Robert Downey Jr., Tony Stark, his comments were just like, you know, and he was like, the unfortunate side was they never got to work together because we never got to that part. So you never saw Iron Man and all of his knowledge, you know, as that character work with the Black Panther character to build, you know, to try to build some stuff together. So we never got, Iron Man talked about, he says, my workings with him were, you know, on set, but he was always, you know, this, that, and the third, but they never physically got to work together. There's not one scene of them two together because they never crossed paths. The only scene of them that they would have been together was at the end game, was at the funeral. So, you know, right. So he wasn't even in any of those things. So it's just, man, it's hard to fathom, man. 43 years old. One of the good things that I saw was that the American Cancer Association, they said, if I can pull this up real quick, maybe I should do it over here. I want to limit my use on this side over here. I won't mess nothing up. But the American Cancer Association, they made a point to say that their numbers, because of what happened with him, and people who hit their website, they had a 8,000% increase in hits on their website in the last 3 days. That's crazy. In the last 3 days. Huh? Oh, can you all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Yes, y'all should be able to. Hold on, let me, Oh, okay. Yeah, because I see microphone signal. So, but thank you for checking. I was just like, wow. But the American Cancer Society, they got a huge hit from his death, because of how many decided to go and check. To get the people are questioning about and reading up about colon cancer. So it's like, wow, these people are like real. So, and I, you know, there's always, and I'm not the big silver lining dude. Y'all know me. That's not me, but I guess it's going to draw attention to the right stuff. But they had 8,000, they said, I don't even know how you measure that. 8,000%. They got that many more hits in 3 days than they get, period. Because people were like, colon cancer. Like, was it? And because he was 43, and he was so young, it. I'm sure people were like, and I bet you it was men, and I bet you it was Black men. What you got?
Well, I think some people don't know that colon cancer is genetic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's the one thing. So you definitely need to research your family.
Yeah.
And everything else like that. And then, yeah, for men, the age was 50. So now they're dropping it down to 45. And you should be doing it sooner than that. And you should be in tune with your body. Rapid weight loss, change your appetite and everything else like that. You need to be in tune with your body.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, a lot of people are not, you're out here scared, but you don't have to be scared. And in a time like this, like, do not, with 8,000 people, well, it was 8,000% percent. And we're in the midst of COVID, and we're in the midst of numbers coming up, and we're in the midst of them about to stop elective surgeries. This is something you should have been doing as part of your life.
Yeah.
As part of you turning these ages, as you know, breast exams.
Yeah.
Or colonoscopies. You should have been doing it. You could have been doing that. You can send in samples. They have the stuff.
Now you can, well, you still can. Yeah, well, you can do. Yeah.
So, I'm glad that he's, I'm because of him, he has opened up people to check their health and everything else like that. And don't be scared.
Right.
A lot of people are scared.
Well,
know your family history.
Well, I mean, it's a wise fear, but don't be so scared and you don't go at all. But you should be, and I guess you don't want to be afraid, but yeah, it ought to spur you, because you see this guy, and again, we didn't know nothing. Like, nobody could have told me this guy had cancer until he passed away with cancer, because of cancer. So cancer has no look. Cancer has no look. Cancer don't care what color you are. You know, it's like this COVID. This COVID took out some folks that were healthy too, right? So and we really probably will never know the real numbers. Like, I still don't think we'll ever get we'll know the real numbers on what was what. But at the same time, this thing got out of this thing was crazy, and the fact that people are looking, the fact that people are paying attention, is a good thing. What you said earlier about the screening, I know for me, and it's all about your doctor. And if you are a guy, and let me tell y'all this right now, we can have this conversation. I think I've had this conversation. Y'all know I joked about it. I share with y'all every year when it was time for my physical, the part I did not appreciate. But prostate exams, my doctor, Dr. Forbes, who just recently retired this year, my doctor was very adamant when I turned 35 years old. She was like, she's from Jamaica. She said, Dana, I'm going to tell you, you turn 35 next year, and next year we're going to start doing the prostate exam. And I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. All right. I ain't think nothing about it. And then the next year came, and I turned 35, and she went through all her regular routines, you know, checking my joints. You got any pain here, you know, pushing, and you got any pain here, and, you know, doing the eyes, checking all your tonsils and all that, looking in your eyes, your ears, you know, your basic physical and all that. And then, you know, they check your, you know, I'm just going to be a little extra with y'all. They, you know, you pull your shorts down, they check your genitalia and all that to make sure you're right, you know, all that good stuff, and make sure you don't have no extra nothing going on down up in that area. And then I was pulling my shorts up and getting ready to, you know, and she was like, and then she went over to the drawer and reached for some gloves and the tube full of the you know. I said, oh Lord, what's that for? I said, wait a minute, your mic ain't on. Your mic ain't even on. So you over there, you playing. See, that's what you get.
Sorry, my bad.
What'd you say?
You want a husband to talk nicely to you.
We needed to talk for a while. At least, you know, warm up or something. She could have hugged me or something. She could have, like, you know, could have got a hug, a drink. Maybe bought me a drink or something. Man, turn the lights down. Something, because I wasn't ready. I was right. Turn off the lights. I mean, something. Oh,
right.
I wasn't ready though. But every year it was like, and she wouldn't let me skip it. Like, I would sit there and hope that she forgot. I only see the last one is from Elect Lady. I can't refresh my screen. I'm over here. I'm live. Let me refresh it on this side over here. I can't. I'm telling you, this is why. Oh, wait. Oh, no, my bad. I can't see him. Sorry. To God be so true, annual physical. Samara Murphy, my dad just died from colon cancer April 2019. Oh, my God. Wow. A few minutes of discomfort could possibly save your life. Absolutely. Yeah, he was stage 3, so we don't know when. Like, he was diagnosed with stage 3. So he had skipped. So stage 1, he missed it. Stage 2, missed it. So when he could have been getting treatments, stage one, now I don't know if they could have called it, if a basic prostate exam would have caught that, they would. He was probably too young to even.
To advocate for yourself and talk to your doctor.
Right.
And if you don't have that type of doctor that's not going to listen to you, you find the next doctor
right.
that will listen to you and everything else like that. Like that.
Yeah.
That,
but again, we don't know if it was in his family, because if it's in your family, then yeah, that's an even bigger way for you to push it, right?
If you looked at Chad, like none of this is his fault,
right?
So if you looked at previous photos of him younger, and it may be just in years,
mm-hmm.
he was bulky, not steroid bulky, but
yeah.
muscles,
yeah.
signs, symptoms. Be aware, be in tune. And I know he's an actor, so I know actors drop weight, put up weight.
Right, and that's and that's a big thing. So, you know, for them to lose weight, it's not a big deal. And
but
then,
when
you know,
they do that, they say always do it under a physician's
under physician's care and not just, yeah, because you see him all the time. Like the white guy that played the Joker, Joaquin Phoenix, he lost so much weight for that role. But he said how he did. He said he literally didn't eat anything. He did juicing. But that's what his trainer and his doctor walked him through. But again, you know, most of the roles that he played didn't really require weight loss. Black Panther required weight gain or toning, but it didn't require weight loss. I saw that. Did you get a sucker after she was done? I saw that. I just ignored the comments. Are you trying? No, I didn't. I ain't getting nothing. I ain't even get a hug. Or she ain't even called me the next day. Nothing.
She called you with your test result.
She said, I got a letter in the mail saying you good. That was it. Right. See you next year. Holler at me when you're in town. That's pretty much what I got. When you're gone.
That copayment.
Right. Don't forget that copayment. Right. There's one thing, you know, I had to pay her. She should have paid me. I felt like it. Anyway. But, yeah, so much of that kind of stuff. But, again, I don't know if a regular – maybe we could have gotten a – we can speak with, you know, maybe that's something we can do. But a physician to with a regular prostate exam at 35, would that have helped catch anything? Would that have helped? Or would it have taken a colonoscopy for them to find out? When it's colon cancer, I'm assuming you would have to have had a colonoscopy to find out you have it, because that's when they go in and they will pull any polyps or whatever that they may find. And then they can see if those polyps are cancerous. So, yeah, you really don't know until then. But, yeah, again, gentlemen, I would tell you now, do not hesitate. If you do, even if you don't have, I think even without medical insurance, you can still get one physical. I think you can still get a physical without medical insurance, I think. I know you can get with insurance, you can get a dental exam. But I know if you get Medicare, for those people that are eligible, just go and, you know, if you do nothing else but get a physical, get whatever you can get the max, right? Go get your prostate examined, get a colonoscopy. I've never had a colonoscopy. Part of my thing this year for turning 50, that was going to be part of my process. But I had to find a new doctor now since Dr. Ford's retired and everything. So, yeah, but that's just, man, with all of the craziness that's going on, you just don't know. Something just popped in my ear. Really. Oh, that's probably your microphone. It's all good. It's okay. I turned it down. You can leave it on. That's why. Okay. So it just boggles my mind, man, that, again, a 43-year-old who appeared to be in perfect health. But I used that yesterday in my sermon. I just thought about it. You know, they look right on the outside looks good, but on the inside, we don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going on with people. So, you know, we have to do our best to we only get one body. And I say this as a person, I'm not the healthiest eater in the world. I don't eat as bad as I used to, but I'm not the healthiest eater in the world, but we only get one body, man. And you only get one body, and you got to do the best you can with it. So, man, for your ladies, for your partners, your husbands, your if you got brothers, cousins, uncles, whatever, encourage them, man, to go to the doctor. I don't care if you don't have, even if you ain't got cancer in your family. And for me, You know, I don't talk about my father much ever. Y'all, rarely. I mentioned him maybe this past Mother's Day. And before that, I don't even remember the time I mentioned him. Time we sat down and had a conversation was he sat down with me and he told me that he had a colon cancer scare. So, you know, that was and I told him, I was like, you know, I'm already getting prostate exams and everything. He's like, oh, really? I was like, yeah. So he found out via a prostate exam, which then had them go and do a colonoscopy after the fact. So something was triggered in the prostate exam that said, we need you to go do this next test. So, you know, those are just things, man, that we have to just continue to prayer and wisdom, prayer. And, you know, you still got to do some work. All right. I want to move. What time is it? 8:15. All right. I want to move locally. Two Chicago police officers were shot yesterday, or was it Saturday? I think it was yesterday. Then, first, let's go back. We had the shooting at the breakfast joint, Looms. And the name of it is Looms. I think I called it something else, but it's Looms. People out having breakfast, 30 in the morning, brunch, breakfast, whatever you want to call it. They're sitting outside in the outdoor seating underneath the nice tent with the net and everything. Car pulls up. They're clearly shooting at the person they were shooting at, they got. But they got five other people, too. And we don't know yet that he was with the other people. Oh, you're going to need to put some. Toss me that. Toss up. Ah, boy, got hands, y'all. Y'all, hey, boy, I still, what do y'all on that? Prime time. So you're saying we don't know if he was with them or not? Okay, so there was a people were having breakfast, and while they were having their breakfast, a white car pulls up and starts shooting up the place. Kills him. They say there's footage because whoever shot, like, got out. Yeah, whoever was shooting got out. I mean, I ain't throwing it back now. Whoever was shooting got out. I turned it on. Whoever was shooting got out and made sure he was dead. So it wasn't just a drive-by. They made sure he was dead. So you're saying the people did know. He did know the people.
Yeah, they knew exactly who they were shooting.
Wow.
I can't hear myself.
I hear you just fine, though.
Oh, okay. That's great.
Because you're nice and loud in my ear. So that's crazy. But here's the deal. So this is an amazing statistic. So I was watching the news this morning while I was in my Zoom class. And what I saw and what the police commission, the police superintendent said was utterly amazing. The police superintendent this morning, I want to see if I can find the numbers. Okay. This year in Chicago, you ready for this? This is why I wish Switcher was working. This year in Chicago, they recovered 6,967 guns since January 1st, 2020. And he says starting from 12:01 midnight January up until yesterday, they have recovered 6,967 guns. That's not counting the turn. They ain't counting the turn-ins. That ain't them.
Oh, they're not counting the turn-ins.
This off the street.
Okay, because I was a little bit concerned.
I was, too.
I thought they was, I think, because I was like, wait a minute.
You thought he was flubbing the numbers?
Yeah, because I know half the guns are coming off the internet that are one-shot guns.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I said, and what else, and what are you seeing is a, net to net. and what are you seeing is a gun? Like, what is the criteria now?
Yeah. Yeah. No, these are guns because he made a point to say the recovery process could have been a lethal arrest or something like that. So that's how you know. It's like, because the turn-ins are the turn-ins, right? But that's almost 7,000 guns. That's crazy.
But
we ain't got a gun problem. Come on.
We had a gun problem, but it's not our fault.
No, I'm not saying it's our fault. Not at all.
The train stops. The
It's one parked over there, right?
The train stops.
Yes.
the train stops for people to come and get
what they need,
what they purchased. they didn't told them what time and where to be at.
Because how do they know what car to go in?
It's so funny that, like, where you stay at, that car, that railway, they know to keep it moving.
Uh-huh.
It's very rare that it stops. They know exactly when to stop.
You talking about Southside?
Over there. Over there where the people be strolling.
Oh, no, no. There's a train parked there right now.
What is it carrying?
I don't know. But
they
what I noticed is right over where you can access it,
yes.
That's just the cars with some sort of liquid.
Yes.
The cars are further down the track, but it's still standing still. And it was there for 2 days. I meant to tell you that the other day. It was sitting there for 2 days. Exactly. Again, it's ridiculous that this is where we are. But 7,000 guns off the street. Again, it goes back to my statement I've been saying for I don't know how long. You got 7,000 guns. We don't know where they originated. This goes back to that original statement. I ain't trying to take nobody's gun. But if my car got a VIN number, my gun has a serial number, how come it is not in a database? How come every brand new gun that's being manufactured, we ain't trying, look, we'll grandfather the rest of them in. But every new gun you buy, guess what? The gun manufacturer ain't going to cost them a dime. Call Willie Joe's Gun Shop. How many Glocks you got? 20? Send those back. We're going to send you 20 more. We're gonna let the government gonna come snatch them up. They're gonna drop off 20 more with the serial numbers that are now in the database. You can't tell me we can't do that in this country. That's not infringing on anybody's rights. No more than it's infringing on your right to have a gun or to drive a car. You don't say nothing about that VIN number. The only cars that ain't got VIN numbers are the ones that people are restoring. Because they didn't have to have them. Just like them, some of them ain't got seatbelts, but you better install one. But I'm just trying to tell you, that's crazy. That's crazy that in this country, and I'm sorry, I shouldn't even say in this city, they've taken 7,000, almost 7,000 illegal handguns off the street, and we don't know where they came from. But then you want to say this, that, and the third about the violence. I'm not saying the gun user ain't a problem too, but where did he get the gun from? I've used this analogy I don't know how many times. If I let you borrow my car and you use my car to commit a crime, they are going to come look for me. So why is it that I can use a gun? Where's Jay Lynette? Lincoln, Illinois. I can drive down to Lincoln to a random gun show in the middle of the cornfield because they got a tent up and drive down to Lincoln, buy 50 guns because they don't ask no questions, buy 50 guns, and then come back and sell them on the street for $200 a pop. And it'll never come back to me. It'll never come back to me. That's the crazy. That's how easy it is to get a gun in this country. That makes no sense. It makes no sense. All right. I wanted to share that, man. 6,900. Yeah, 6,967 guns. 6,967 guns. Come on.
I'm surprised you didn't say anything about the young man that spoke, one of the victims of the shooting.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
No, it's not that
it
I...
It wasn't that he didn't speak. It wasn't that... I mean, it wasn't the greatest speech.
No,
but
no, no.
He just took it in.
No,
he has PTSD.
Let me... I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. I wish I could... I wonder, is it on here? But I wish I could play it for the people on social media side, play the audio from it.
Well, give me the positive before you.
I don't know if I have any. I heard him say when he said it was the norm, we
it's
just
trauma.
We
he just
yeah,
said trauma.
Yeah, he's used. Yeah, it's like this is what they're used to at this point. I was like, this is unbelievable to me. It really was. I'm trying to see if I can fast forward to that part of the video, to the report. I see the lady. No. I just couldn't even fix my. I heard him, and what's sad is that's his reality. That's what I took from it. That's his reality, and that lets me know that if that's his reality, then what's everybody else's reality, his age? So for them, it's normal. It's like now, you and I hear gunshots, we still pause. They hear gunshots, it's like, who you think that was? They're not even fazed by it, and that's their. It's almost like living in a military zone, where it's like you hear those bombs. It's like 4th of July night, the third through the 4th through the 5th. Them 3 days of World War III, IV was going on in Chicago, and it was like at some point it just became the norm. And for people like him, it's probably normal at this point, and it's sad. And I think he used the words. He was like, he said, this is just where we at. He said, I know this is what it is. That's crazy. Yeah, that's sad on a whole nother level though. I really don't even know how to. Yeah, I honestly forgot about that video of him. I wish I had the sound from it.
I just thought it was.
It was real though.
It was real.
Yeah. So at the end of the day. At the end of the day.
That's why I was like asking, like, what did you think? Because I mean, it wasn't scholarly. It was like he spoke.
Right.
He spoke the real.
Yeah.
And like, are you like, you know, in the words of the kids, no cap. That's what he did.
No, it was.
And then just to put it in the spin of things, that's trauma. That's PTSD.
Yeah.
And our mental health facilities are
overwhelmed.
They are overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, the kid that you went and looked for
mm-hmm.
for the school,
mm-hmm.
his mom is having the hardest time finding mental health services for him.
Here is his statement. He says, I won't lie to you. It's kind of normal for me. But for it to hit home, you know, it's always that much worse. He says, of course I'm affected by it. Yeah. He says, for me personally, this goes on all day, every day. Everybody knows this already. I just hope for better days. I wonder how old that kid is. Trayvon Robertson. That was the kid's name who did that interview. And I'm calling him a kid. He might be an adult for all I know. But he looked like a little kid, like a teenager. But he literally says, I won't lie to you. It's kind of normal for me. But for it to hit home, you know, it's always that much worse. Of course, I'm affected by it. For me personally, this goes on all day, every day. Everybody knows this already. I just hope for better days. That's crazy. What were you about to say?
I think it was. It sounds like he's seen it more than once, because I think he did reference someone else in his family. And the way he just nonchalantly just rolled that off. But you can only roll so much
mm-hmm.
off your back.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I don't even know how to. Yeah. It's like, how do you even push past that? Right. How do you continue to even push past that? How do you go from how do you it's a lot, man, and it just lets you know. And then these kids get sent to school and they expect to go to school, and then you wonder why we get them in the condition we get them in, because we really don't know. Like, imagine if he's a kid, right? Because we don't know, because he didn't give his age. But if he's a kid and we expect him to be able to focus on the Zoom classroom today. But no, if he was public school. But whatever, we would expect this kid to be sitting in front of a video camera and feeling normal. or we would expect him to go to a classroom if we were in our regular situations. We would expect him to go to a classroom on Monday and everything be okay? Nah, but this is the case. Like you said, mental hospitals. We don't have enough social workers in the schools. That's well documented. We don't have enough social workers in the school. There is not enough. I mean, there literally needs to be a – I know we have social workers in the city, but it seems like there needs to be a special group of social workers just to deal with this, like social workers that are set up just for inner city PTSD.
They're full.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about what is it? Austin, not Austin, come together. The West Side Health Authority.
Yeah.
Those places, like they need the. I'm sure they probably could do it if they could hire more people. They would, but it's like they need the funding so they can turn around and hire maybe 25. Like these places all need to be hiring 20 new counselors like today, because people need. People like where, like for that young man, where does he vent? What does that turn into? Or does that turn into him going out and doing the exact same thing?
Retaliation.
Whatever it is, right? Or does it turn inward? Or does he turn violent at home? Does he start beating on his girlfriend because he don't have no other way of stressing out, of relieving stress? Or does he start acting out in school? You know, does he fight in school because he can't get back whoever did what? So you end up with all of this pent up anger and all of this pent up frustration, and it's just like what do you do? How do you continue to move forward, right? How do you move on based off of all of that? I don't know, y'all. I don't know. That's a lot. I haven't seen any new comments. Y'all, if y'all want to call into the show, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. It's just a lot. It is, y'all. It's just a lot. It's a lot to it with all of the crazy stuff. It's just a lot, and I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss for just I don't have the words. And it's rare that I'm speechless, but I don't have the words other than prayer. But I know there are some actions. Excuse me. I know there are some actions that need to take place. There are some actions that need to take place. There are some pushing that needs to take place, and there are some demands that we need to make to make sure that people can function or find a way to function in light of all these crazy circumstances. You know what I think I want to do? I think I'm going to hold off on the article only because I think I just, yeah. Huh? Yeah, I know. You said it's only 7. Is that what you said? Right. That's a lot. I'm glad your mic ain't on while you talking. See there? You always be trying to come for me. Your mic ain't even on. But yeah, so I'm just at a loss, man. It's so much. It's just craziness. I want to thank y'all yesterday. I have not seen the video. I guess I can go in there and try to watch it. I'm scared to go watch it because I heard how bad it looked yesterday. Max Headroom? Yeah. But I'm sorry, y'all, but thank you all for who did try to watch, those of you who did try to listen yesterday. It was yesterday, and I'll talk about that maybe Friday. In him, nothing is impossible. You like what? Yeah, I thought I did. Oh, okay. I didn't actually put it in the thing. Okay. But yeah, so I just want to thank y'all for the people who were able to try to tune in and watch and listen for the short amount of time that you did. I'm appreciative to you all. I do see how bad I can see it now on this other page over here. I can see how bad it looked. Yeah, it's real grainy. Yeah, okay. But So anyway, thank y'all so much for the people who came out. Thank you to my sister Lissette and my brother Michael for coming out and sneaking in the building yesterday, sitting up in the balcony, hanging out and chilling with us yesterday. Thank y'all so much for that. It's a blessing to be able to do that and everything. So I've said one too many times. Anytime I say that means I'm tired of talking that much because I'm not a big person. My vocabulary is better than that. So let me. Anyway, I think I'm gonna get out of here. I think I'm done. I think we're gonna get out of here for tonight. I don't think we missed out on anything. I don't think we missed out on anything. But y'all, look, I was already worn out anyway. But tonight this thing wore me out. Just trying to get back on. It took us almost an hour just to get back up and running. But we're gonna have it figured out. The internet people are coming out here Friday, so hopefully Friday evening we're better. I think for Lissette's show Thursday though, we're gonna probably just go. I think we may just go old school just to keep it. I don't want to have her in any trouble, so I think we'll just do that just to keep it on the safe side. And say what? Yeah, unless we figure out something about restream between now and then. So yeah, but anyway. I think we're going to get out of here, y'all. So we're going to let's pray real quick. Father God, we just want to thank you. And we want to bless your name tonight, Lord God. We just want to lift up your name in this place, God. God, we know that you are a God who can do anything but fail. So for that right now, Lord, we say thank you. Even in the midst of turmoil, even in the midst of violence, even in the midst of shootings all around us, God, you've kept us and you've protected us, God. You've kept our families, God. You've kept our homes. You've kept our jobs, God. You've done all of the things, God, that we don't deserve, but you kept us anyhow. Now, God, as we get ready to continue to go forward, God, we ask that you would continue to give us mercy and grace throughout our days. Now, God, as we leave this place, but never your presence, we pray for traveling mercy and grace. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right, y'all, we're going to get ready to get out of here. I am really curious about how strong this signal is. Now it's up to 400. Over here, and my audio was over 40. Like, why? But again, this is hardwired. That's not. Huh? I know, I'm just going to say it because, you know, I can't help it. And then as soon as I say it, it dropped down to 200. Interesting. But then it goes back up to 300. Okay. So anyway, y'all, we're going to get ready to get out of here. Y'all stay blessed. For those of you who are online, thank y'all for staying around. To God be the glory, Pitts, Samara. Who else did I miss? Elect Lady. Tammy Johnson, and I know there were others who I didn't miss. Thank y'all so much. And then to the people who are on early who did not come back, and I understand Felicia, Shiante, and others, Lissette, and a few others that were on earlier. God bless y'all. Thank y'all so much. We'll see y'all on Friday, but tune in Thursday night for Grindology with Lissette Herrington. In the meantime, if you got to drive through the special city we call Chicago, keep your head on a swivel. Y'all stay blessed. We out. With your hands lifted up, say, say.